Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Isolation Nation. Today, we're diving into something seriously important, mindfulness and meditation for better mental health. I know, you've probably heard these words thrown around a lot lately, but trust me, there's more to them than meets the eye. In this fast-paced world, it's easy to feel like we're constantly plugged in, running from one thing to the next, and never truly present in the moment. That constant state of go, go, go can really take a toll on our mental well-being. So, today, I want to equip you with some practical tools, mindfulness and meditation, that can actually make a difference. Think of it as your daily dose of calm in the chaos. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's talk about why this matters so much. Ever felt like your mind is racing a mile a minute, thoughts swirling around like a tornado? You know that feeling when you can't seem to switch off, even when you're trying to relax? That's often a sign of mental fatigue and stress. But here's the good news. Mindfulness and meditation can act as powerful antidotes to these modern-day woes. They help us cultivate awareness, reduce anxiety, improve focus, and boost our overall sense of well-being. Sounds pretty amazing, right? So, what are some key takeaways from this whole mindfulness and meditation thing? First off, it's about being present in the moment. It's not about emptying your mind, that's practically impossible. It's more about observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like watching clouds drift by. You acknowledge them, but you don't get caught up in them. Second, practicing mindfulness doesn't have to be complicated. You can start small, even with just a few minutes each day. Notice the sensations of your breath as you inhale and exhale. Pay attention to the sounds around you, birds chirping, traffic rumbling, without getting lost in them. Third, try incorporating mindful movement into your routine. Take a walk in nature, paying attention to the feel of the ground beneath your feet and the warmth of the sun on your skin. Engage all your senses. Listen to the rustling leaves, smell the fresh air, observe the vibrant colors around you. It's a powerful way to connect with your body and environment. Fourth, meditation doesn't have to be sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop, though that wouldn't hurt. You can meditate anywhere, anytime. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. There are tons of guided meditation apps out there that can help you get started. Think of them as your personal mindfulness coaches. And finally, remember that consistency is key. Just like any new habit, it takes time and practice to cultivate mindfulness. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your small wins, and don't get discouraged if your mind wanders. Just gently guide it back to the present moment. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by a looming deadline. Your mind is racing, thoughts bouncing off each other like ping pong balls. You feel stressed, irritable, and completely unproductive. Now imagine taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of your inhales and exhales. You notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air entering your nostrils. With each breath, you let go of tension, allowing yourself to settle into a calmer state of mind. You return to your work feeling more focused, clear-headed, and ready to tackle the challenge ahead. That's the power of mindfulness. It can be your secret weapon against stress and overwhelm. So, what's the takeaway here? Mindfulness and meditation aren't just trendy buzzwords. They're powerful tools that can genuinely transform your mental well-being. By practicing these techniques, you can cultivate a sense of calm, reduce stress, improve focus, and ultimately lead a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, even small steps towards mindfulness can make a big difference. So, take a deep breath, be present in this moment, and embrace the journey. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. What are your favorite mindfulness practices? Have you experienced any positive changes since incorporating them into your life? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.